It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Rick, we are almost there. It is so close, I can smell it.
Are you sure you didn't just forget to change the kitty litter?
The election. Three.
Three is a magic number.
Three presidential polls this week. The Detroit News got people talking with a Glengariff poll that showed Mitt Romney and President Obama locked in a battle for Michigan's 16 electoral votes. The point spread?
Three. It's a magic number.
3 points inside the margin of error. Republicans say it's a race here in Michigan.
And the Obama campaign says no.
With all due respect, I don't believe the Detroit News poll reflects where this race is in Michigan. So we're confident about Michigan, but we're not going to cede anything.
Obama senior advisor David Axelrod somewhat famously said this week that he'll shave off his mustache if the Democrats don't take Michigan.
I put my mustache on the line, and I'm very confident that I'll still have this mustache on November 8th.
Republicans responded to that by dropping off a razor and shaving cream at the Obama headquarters here in Lansing.
But since then, two other polls seem to support the fact that Michigan is still leaning towards the president. Epic MRA did a survey for the Detroit Free Press that showed President Obama with a slight lead, 48% to 42%, the same as in earlier polls.
So the president's still below 50%, undecided, still making a difference.
And finally, a new public policy polling survey showed the president with a commanding 53% to 45% lead here in the Mitten, but we should note it shows that Romney's position has improved slightly since the last PPP poll.
You know, Zoe, although the Romney-affiliated super PAC Restore Our Future has ramped up its spending in Michigan, the Obama campaign has bought ads in Metro Detroit for the first time, we're still not seeing the levels of spending and the attention that suggests Michigan is really a presidential battleground state.
Right, but that's not to say that we don't have some other battlegrounds.
There's so much to talk about, we couldn't possibly hit it all. But we can't not talk about State House Speaker Jace Bulger's battle to hang on to his State House seat.
Right, this all changed with this botched party-switching scheme that just sort of torpedoed the career of Representative Roy Schmidt of Grand Rapids and is threatening to do the same to Bulger.
This is such a turn of events, Zoe. Bulger was a rising star, a future statewide candidate. Now a lot of Republicans are pretty cross with Bulger because of the otherwise unnecessary expense and effort to hang on to a 57% GOP district.
So far, Governor Snyder has kept the scandal pretty much at arm's length. This is what he said earlier this year when he was asked about it.
And that's a separate branch of government. I stay focused on the executive branch.
But now the governor is making campaign stops on Bulger's behalf. He's cut a radio ad endorsing him. It's part of a Republican all-hands-on-deck effort to help Bulger avoid the apparent fate of his fellow conspirator, Roy Schmidt, who has pretty much certain to lose Tuesday to Democratic newcomer Winnie Brinks.
By all accounts, Schmidt has pretty much just quit campaigning.
And Winnie Brinks is getting strategic advice like, avoid slapping old people and children in public and try not to commit any major felonies before Election Day.
That said, Democrats are pleased to have one more seat in play. But they're also putting a lot of time, a lot of money into trying to dislodge a Republican in a strongly Republican seat. There's some grumbling those resources might be better committed elsewhere.
Not unlike the grumbling we're hearing about the vast commitment of union money to ballot questions. If Proposal 2, the bargaining rights ballot question, goes down, if the emergency manager law is upheld, there will be a lot of questions about how Democratic Party and union leaders set their political priorities.
And none of these ballot questions seem to be showing, you know, the big majorities that are needed to pretend to win on Election Day.
And this late, undecided voters are mostly going to vote no on ballot questions.
But that, of course, is just a prediction. There's a reason why we have elections.
These last 96 hours will be chaos as campaigns try to preserve a lead or alter a trend. There's a sort of madness that sets in. Intensity is growing, and the campaigns are becoming
desperate.
Desperation.
Desperation. Desperate.
He's just so desperate to be in the parade, he'll wear anybody's costume.
Desperado.
why don't you come to your senses?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and no, he's really not so desperate.
And the not-so-desperate Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
I know that you got your reasons, these things that are pleasing.